Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heavenbound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and this is where we reflect on the weekend that was. We dig a little deeper into a recent sermon to give you something to think about as this week unfolds, but also preview what's to come this next weekend at Charlestown Road. We talk a lot about being on the journey on this podcast. And Roger, this past Sunday morning, you talked with us about a very specific literal journey, but also what we can learn from the journey going from knowing to believing.
Yes, that comes from Luke 24. Jesus had already been resurrected. And there's two men who had been in Jerusalem, and things didn't come out as they thought they were going to come out. And so they were walking home to Emmaus, about 7 miles away, a little village, walking very sadly, the text tells us. And Jesus comes and joins them. They don't recognize it's Jesus. And some fascinating things come out of that. They begin telling Jesus about Jesus. And in the process of all this, Jesus begins to talk to them about the Word of God, beginning with Moses, going through the prophets. He talked about who he was and revealed his identity through scriptures. The Bible says that by the time they got to that little village of Emmaus, their eyes were opened up. They realized it was Jesus. He leaves, and these two immediately get back up and go the 7 miles back to Jerusalem to tell the apostles. And what we see is on that road, at first, they weren't really believing. They didn't know what had happened to Jesus, but they were kind of disappointed and disillusioned. And by the time the story ends, they're hurrying back to Jerusalem because now they're believers. They have gone from just knowing to believing. And that's a path we take as well.
It's a powerful principle that I think it would be very helpful to many of us to think through here. In the middle of the week, many of us experience a certain kind of high on a Sunday when we're gathered together, we're singing together, praying together, remembering the sacrifice of our Lord together. But by now, it's been a couple of days. It's the middle of the week. You know, there's a reason that our secular culture refers to Wednesday as hump day. We feel like we're right in the middle, maybe, of a long slog of a week. And so as we think about not just knowing certain facts that were reflected on Sunday, but really believing those facts on an ordinary Wednesday and allowing those to be the foundation on which we build, sometimes there's a disconnect. And so let's just think about that practically for a few minutes. What's it look like when there is this disconnect between knowing and believing?
See, knowing is the intellectual part. It must begin there. Our journey with God begins with facts. We have to know that Jesus is the Son of God, but it doesn't stay in that category. It must move from facts to faith or believing. And when that does that, it changes our character. This is where our choices are shaped around such things as that. And faith leads to action. And so the disconnect is, you know, I have heard these stories, I know about them, but they don't change my life. Nothing changes. And sadly, for a lot of people, I think that could describe their relationship on Sunday. They go in, they gather, they learn a few facts here and there, but they go on their way, none the different, none the better. And what happens is, oh, they know, but they don't really have the belief or the faith that they should. Book of Ephesians tells us in chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not just knowing that God loves you. It's not just knowing that God died for you. That faith ought to change you. And that's the direction that comes. You know, we may watch on the weather or the local news and there's a storm coming. And we may acknowledge that, hey, there's a storm coming. But if we really believe it, we're going to call the kids in. We're going to maybe take in some outside furniture that we have and protect things like that because we really believe something is coming. There's a difference from knowing and believing.
Yeah, I'm afraid this is where a lot of us maybe treat the story of the Bible, the story of Jesus, as if it were a fairy tale. You know, I enjoy Star Wars, or I enjoy The Lord of the Rings, or whatever it is, some great Disney movie. And, you know, I enjoy that. If it's on television, I'll pause and I'll, you know, sit down and watch the rest of the movie or whatever. But I don't speak of those things as having faith in them. It's just something that I grew up watching or entertains me, captures my attention for a little while. But the story of Jesus, his resurrection from the dead that these men needed to come face to face with in Luke chapter 24, that was not a fairy tale. This was not just something that happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but really doesn't impact my everyday life. We try in a variety of ways to show the resurrection of Jesus changes everything, including my life, your life, the life of everyone listening, even on an ordinary Wednesday. So, okay, we've thought for a moment about what happens, what's it look like when there's this disconnect. Maybe it would be valuable to dig a little deeper. Why does that happen in the lives of ordinary people?
You know, Jason, you used the word, we used it a lot, I used it a lot, and that's when we refer to something in the Bible, we may call it a story.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of the two men that walk on the road to Emmaus, it is a story. But unlike other things, this is a historically accurate story.
Yes.
This really happened. And I think the disconnect comes about when we assume that knowing and believing are the same thing. Well, I know there's a God. I know I'm going to die. I know I'm going to be before the judgment seat. I know those things. And I assume because I know them, that's the same thing as I believe. But they're not. Until that faith takes action and makes changes in your life, you've stayed in simply the knowing category. God expects actions on our part. I want to go with us real quickly to Acts chapter 12. Now, I think this is a good place to show this. Peter was in jail. The apostle James had just been killed by the sword. An angel appears while Peter's in jail. And verse 7 says, "Behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and the light shone in the cell and struck Peter's side and woke him up, saying, 'Get up quickly.' His chains fell off his hands." Verse 8 says, "The angel said to him, 'Gird yourself, put on your sandals.' And he did so. And he said to them, 'Wrap yourself in your cloak and follow me.'" There were some actions on Peter's part. The angel just didn't open the doors and just, you know, lift Peter up and take him outside. You know, he had to get his shoes on, his clothes on. He had to get outside. He had to go. That's faith. We have to believe. And so when I believe these stories of the Bible, then I'll realize it needs to shape my character. It needs to shape and impact my choices. And the disconnect is simply believing that if I know, that's the same thing as believing, and it's not.
Yeah. It's fascinating here, even in that account that you just read from Acts chapter 12, how often people in the New Testament are told, follow me. I can know something and not be interested in following, right? I can know something and not have any desire to share that information with others. But if I really believe this, I'm going to follow, just like Peter is being called in one sense to follow in Acts chapter 12. If I really believe this, like these men on their way back toward Jerusalem, I'm going to be anxious to share that good news. And one of the interesting things that I thought about as your sermon was unfolding on Sunday morning, there was good news to be heard and understood, believed, and shared. But those men on that road, they didn't know it. They were certainly not at a point yet where they believed it. But, and I think this is really important for us in the 21st century, just because those men didn't know the news didn't mean that the good news wasn't true. Is there anything we can learn from that fact?
Well, I think there is. And you know, it's very similar to our world today. If we take a poll of every citizen in the world, a majority do not believe in the Bible. Does that mean it's not true? There's big pockets of the population all over the whole world that really has not heard that Jesus Christ came and died for their sins. Does that mean it's not true? My knowing something, my acknowledging of something, is not necessary for something to be true or right or something that's good, something that's real. We take our own lives for a period of time in our lives. We did not understand or fully grasp that Jesus is our Savior. And did that mean it wasn't true? It was true. And so the idea that we have to know something before it's true is simply not there. If everyone was just to walk away and say, you know what, I don't believe there's a God, does that mean he's not real? No, he's always real.
I think that's a powerful reminder. I know it is for me, and I trust for all of us as disciples of Jesus. If we've been following Jesus for any length of time, there are things that we know about him. There are teachings from the Bible that we know, but we all have more to learn. I don't know about you, but I love those experiences when someone is teaching or preaching, and I'm honestly able to say, as they show me something in the scriptures, I didn't know that. I don't think I've ever seen that before. It's just another reminder, reminders that we all have. We're never going to hit the bottom or reach the top of the height and the breadth and the depth of the wonder of the knowledge of God. There is always more for us to learn. Jesus explained himself there in Luke chapter 24 using the scriptures. And I thought this was a powerful point that you drew out from Luke chapter 24, verse 27. Luke tells us, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And Roger, you drew out from that point. It's significant here. Jesus didn't perform a miracle. He didn't, as far as we know, show them the nail prints, especially in that moment. So when we realize what Jesus didn't do, but then what he used to open the eyes of these men, what can we learn from that today?
Well, first of all, it's very similar to his temptations in Matthew 4. Jesus used the same thing that you and I have. I mean, had he made an elephant float through the sky, no one's ever seen that before. And you know, may think of Dumbo, but that's all make-believe. If Jesus had really done that, those guys would say, wow, look who you are. Or had he just, you know, showed them his hands and they could see the nail prints, they would have seen. But you and I can't do those things. But what Jesus did, as he did with the devil in Matthew 4, or in Matthew 22 when the Sadducees was asking him some tough questions, or Matthew 19 when the Pharisees was asking him tough questions, he went to the Word of God. God's Word is powerful, Romans 1, verse 16 says. And so that journey from knowing to believing, it was accomplished through the Word of God. Jesus showed them that he was the prophesied Messiah. He had to die for his sins, as Isaiah had talked about. He would be raised on the third day, as he had said several times before that. And when they put those dots together, it was more than, okay, here's, you know, let's get our paper and pens out. Let's take some notes. It was more than facts. They understood. Jesus indeed has been resurrected. And that's the same thing we can do today. There's a lot of people that we know that may know the Bible, but they don't believe. How do we get that bridge built? We take them to the Bible. We use the Bible. We show them just as Jesus did.
Yeah, and I hope that's a point that comes through loud and clear to all of our listeners. You have probably already, or if you haven't, it's probably only a matter of time that before you run across someone who feels like there is a real barrier between knowing and believing. I know that the Gospels in the Bible tell me about miracles, but I've never seen a miracle. Therefore, I'm hesitant to believe in Jesus. Or I know that the Bible says Jesus was crucified, but I've never seen the nail prints. Therefore, I hesitate to believe that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. Jesus could have shown those nail prints to these men. He didn't. Jesus could have, as you brought up, made an elephant float through the air for these men, but he didn't. What he did use was what you and I have so freely available today. The scriptures are powerful. They provide us everything that we need in order to know and then to make that journey from knowing to believing. Ultimately, this is going to revolve around faith. Faith that I must choose to have an exercise. And you put it very succinctly there toward the end of your sermon. It was more than facts. It was faith. And maybe here in the last few minutes of our time together, that would be worth digging into just a little more. What do we need to remember from that? It was more than facts. It was faith, especially if we are in a season like those men of disappointment, disillusionment, discouragement.
We look in the world around us, and there are days it seems like the world's upside down. There are days it seems like everything's falling apart. And yeah, I know God's there. I know God's there. The Bible says that. Or I can believe he's there. And I can believe that he'll help me through this. And I can believe that he's got some real answers. And I love the statements found in the book of Acts that when Paul was journeying to Rome, and there was a shipwreck, and there's just calamity after calamity taking place there. He told the men that no one would die because an angel had appeared to him, and he used the statement, "It will turn out exactly as I have been told." That statement stuck with me all my life. And so when people are jumping up and down, and there's an asteroid going to hit the earth, we're all going to die. No, we're not. It's going to turn out exactly as I have been told. Well, COVID's going to kill everybody. No, it's not, because it will turn out exactly as I have been told. And when you believe that, it puts a sense of calm in your life, and it puts a sense of peace in your life, and it helps you get through the day. Disappointments and discouragement and hardships, they're around us. But when you learn that God has promised me things, God has told me things, God has assured me things, when I believe those things, it just takes away all that fear and all that worry. It just wipes them away like a giant eraser.
It was more than facts. It was faith. What a comfort and a challenge for us here in the middle of the week. It makes me think, Roger, of a discussion we were having with another preacher just yesterday when he was talking about the last year. Many of us do that as we get together and compare notes and success stories and sorrows. And he emphasized that so important for us as Christians to realize that this is about more than the dispensing of facts. It's about fellowship as well. You know, we're thankful for technology like this. We're thankful for the opportunity even to come into cars and the earbuds of people through this podcast. But this is all about so much more than simply dispensing facts. This is about relationship with God and relationship with our fellow disciples in Christ.
And how we know these two men went from knowing to believing is seeing what they did.
Yeah.
They had already walked 7 miles home, and once their eyes were opened up, they got up and went right back another 7 miles to Jerusalem. And I expect they were high-stepping it then. They were probably moving quickly because they realized Jesus Christ indeed has been raised. Now, when we go from knowing to believing, we will apologize. We will forgive. We will serve. We will help. We know the verses. They're in there. But once we start believing, we'll start saying, yeah, that's what I got to do. I've got to go apologize to somebody I hurt. Or I've got to forgive this person who wants me to forgive him. And that's the distance. That's the difference between believing and knowing. And when you believe these things, you're going to act upon them.
Yeah, you will be blessed if you do them, as Jesus so aptly put it. We appreciate, Roger, your efforts this past Sunday. If any of our listeners have not had the opportunity to watch or to listen to that sermon, The Journey from Knowing to Believing, I'd certainly encourage you to watch or listen to that at charlestownroad.org. We're looking forward to more opportunities to enhance our faith and enjoy fellowship together, even this evening, Roger, at 7 o'clock p.m.
We continue our summer series. We have invited a host of preachers to come in every Wednesday night. This will continue all through the month of August. Our theme is from the hymn, How Firm a Foundation. And this evening, Phil Robertson from Florida is going to be with us. And his topic from that song is, I Still Will Give You Aid, how God continues to help us even in difficult times. And we would love for you to come and be with us this evening at 7 o'clock as we worship and sing and learn and believe.
This coming Sunday, Lord willing, at 9:30 a.m., I've got the privilege to present a sermon. I'm going to be talking about God's back-to-school list. Certain things that we see in Scripture, examples, encouragements, instructions, that our young people need to put not in their backpacks, but in their hearts and in their minds and take with them to school. And surely you realize if you are older than school age, these are the sorts of things we all need to have. We need to take these things with us to work. We need to take these things with us into the community. These sorts of things need to be the air, the atmosphere that we breathe in our homes. And so it's going to be a very basic lesson. Maybe you're a member of our community and you've been thinking about visiting with us. If you've got children especially, we would love to have you join us for worship at 9:30 a.m., just about 10 minutes after our morning assembly. We'll have Bible classes for all ages. We would love for you to join us this Sunday morning, but also Sunday evening, Roger, we've got another opportunity to continue to grow.
We do. We are continuing what we call our chair series. We move the pulpit out of the way and put a couple chairs up there, and Jason and I, in a conversational tone, go through some serious topics. We're going through some things in culture, and our theme for this chair series is, I know what the Bible says, but, and that comes about when our faith clashes with our culture today. What about these different things? And we would love for you to come. It's just been a great reception we've had here as we think about these lessons we're trying to do. Also, if you're not used to doing this, we also offer a podcast on Fridays, and we have a podcast on Monday as well, just different formats. But we would love for you to be part of this family as we come to study and learn, and more than anything else, to become believers in Christ.
It all really revolves around this journey from knowing to believing. Roger, thanks for joining me today. Thanks to all of you for listening to This Week at Charlestown Road. We're looking forward to tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. We're looking forward to this Sunday, the best day of the week. We would love to have you come and grow with us.